Welcome to today's tiny mindful tale with me, Suzanne Whitby. Today I want to tell you a story about a wise woman and a young man determined to show her up. Once there lived a girl. She was part of a vibrant community, and she loved nothing better than listening to the stories told by travelling tellers, to the gossips in the village, to the speculations of the farmers, to the recipe exchanges of the women, to the advice and admonitions of her elders. She also enjoyed watching, and as she assimilated the knowledge of her people and that of people from lands far away, she learned to observe others. She saw that the people around her said so much more than the words that left their mouths. Their eyes, their hands, their bodies, their ways of moving all said something. And sometimes what their bodies said didn't quite match their words. As time passed, she turned her attention to the natural world. She became mindful of the changing of the seasons. She heard messages passed on by the wind. She became aware of the rhythm of the earth and all its creatures. Like many of her generation, she married young and bore many children, who in turn bore many children. She experienced the ups and downs that life offers, accepting them both for what they were. And when her husband passed from this world to the next, she left her home in the village and moved into the shelter of a cave not too far away. She grew older and lived to bury her children and many of her grandchildren until she was quite the oldest person in the village. In all that time, although she lived alone, she was seldom on her own. Her reputation as a wise woman, one who was the repository of generations of history, and one who had sound advice to offer, based on both stories that she'd heard and experiences that she'd lived through, made her the obvious person to turn to when anyone in the village was in need of help or insights. The villagers spoke of her with reverence, and the village children were in awe of the old woman, an almost mythical character, who their parents said was the wisest person in the world. As must happen, children grow up and become rebellious, pushing at the boundaries set by parents and challenging accepted practices in their communities. And so it was that a group of young people began to question the wisdom of the woman in the cave. One day, while sitting around and sharing stories of the foolishness of their elders, the young people decided to put the woman's so-called wisdom and much-lauded knowledge to the test. Together, they set a trap and caught a tiny bird. One of the group held the bird carefully in one of his hands, behind his back, and the young people made their way together to the old woman's cave. She greeted them politely. "And how may I help you?" she asked, looking around. There was silence. Then one of the young people spoke. We are told that you know all, and that you are the wisest woman in the world. If that's true, then you must surely know what is hidden behind our friend's back. Do you?" The old woman looked at the young man with his hands hidden. "A bird," she said. The young people gasped, and they whispered amongst themselves. They had not expected her to know the answer, but then they had not seen what the old woman had seen, a tiny feather floating from where the young man hid his hands. The young man stepped forward then, and with more confidence than he felt, he said, "That's a simple thing to guess, to be sure. But if you are truly so wise, can you tell me if the creature in my hands is alive or dead?" The young man thought that he was being rather clever, you see. He and his friends had devised what they believed to be an impossible question to answer. If the old woman said alive, he would crush the life out of the bird. And if she said dead, he would set it free to fly. There was no way that she would be able to answer correctly. The old woman took a moment. She looked each person in the group in the eyes before settling her gaze on the young man who had spoken. Then she uttered 6 simple words. "The answer is in your hands." And that's the end of today's Tiny Mindful Tale. This is a retelling of a short tale that can be found in Margaret Reed MacDonald's Earthcare. Susan Tobin has a version called The Hermit and the Children, and both are said to be based on an Indian folk tale. Another version is set in Nazi Germany and is told by Steve Zeitlin. This story has been used by many luminaries in the past in their speeches. In 1971, Fannie Lou Hamer ended a speech with it at the NAACP Legal Defense Fund Institute. In 1985, the tale was told by Ned Anderson, tribal chairman of the San Carlos Apache tribe, when representing the Interracial Council of Arizona. And in 1993, writer Toni Morrison told a version of the story in her Nobel Prize acceptance speech. Perhaps you'll be the next one to tell the story. If you'd like to hear more Tiny Mindful Tales, pop along to tinymindful.com or visit @tinymindful on TikTok and Instagram and @tiny_mindful on Twitter. Until the next time we meet, try to be mindful.